Just going back to I'm Yours for a couple of seconds, the performance at Glastonbury 2009 still gives me goosebumps of that song. It was a wonderful, wonderful performance, and many people saying it's like possibly the best performance, best set of the Glastonbury weekend back then. It was fantastic.
That's great. Thanks.
Now, your new song is getting fantastic reaction here on the show. I Won't Give Up is... You've mentioned this word already, very heartfelt. It is a really heartfelt song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, for me to create a new album of 12 songs, I have to write about 80 songs. And then from that 80, I can tell which ones that really came from the heart or which ones were just the work of clever songwriting. And I Won't Give Up is an autobiographical tale. I was in a relationship at the time. I wasn't sure how it was going to end or if I was going to keep going. And the song is really not about the outcome. It's about not giving up on yourself, not giving up on your dreams, not giving up on your friendship or your love, no matter how that love looks like in the end, no matter which way you go, you don't have to change your mind about yourself or your loved ones. So it's a song that hopefully everyone can relate to.
It is. And, I kind of put that song into maybe the same sort of category as Leanne Rimes' How Do I Live? Because with that song, for example, it might be someone that you're scared of losing, might be someone that you've already lost. It's something that you can fit into any scenario, any situation that you may be going through in your life at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, fear. Fear is the biggest thing we all suffer from. It comes into our lives just as easily as, you know, as a gray cloud kind of comes over a city. But we just have to remember that it's just weather, that we shouldn't attach ourselves to it and just kind of hold space and not give up on ourselves while the weather is passing through.
So it's from the album Love is a Four-Letter Word. Really looking forward to listening to that album and more of the same sort of stuff as I Won't Give Up On There, I assume.
Absolutely. This is a heartfelt record that takes a look at love and many different versions of love, whether it's loving your family, loving yourself, loving the natural world. And all the songs aren't your predictable I love you. It's just that's what has fueled this album more than anything.
Jason Mraz, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Andy, thank you for having me on your show.